718 days on your Hang, Fear and Greed Index at 10%, which is extreme fear, and Bitcoin is currently trading at 29.5k, still trading in a range of 30k resistance area. The current resistance for us is obviously the 30k area. Above there would be 40k, and our current support would be 20k support area. On the BTC dominance, currently trading at 44.5%, kind of pumping, but on the recent hours it was flat. On the daily time frame, Bitcoin is currently trading in a red MACD phase. RSI is oversold, same goes to the weekly time frame. There's some small curves to the upside on MACD, but on the daily, but nothing significant. So yeah, pretty much that's all TA for today. Nothing special is happening in TA except of the 30k resistance area, 40k resistance area, and 20k support area. So let's move on to the news. Today we got some interesting news. Let's start with Argentina. Argentinian Senate passes bill that would tax assets held in foreign countries, including cryptocurrencies. Also, global market regulator are likely to launch a joint body within the next year to better coordinate crypto regulations, said a top executive of International Organization of Security Commissions. So there's some regulations about to happen. Also, Germany declares crypto gains tax-free after 1 year, even if it's used for staking or lending. Also, some news about Terra. Terra founder Doc Won's spouse, which is his wife, seeks police protection after the Luna and UST crash. I mean, you can imagine a lot of angry people there, angry holders. Also, Bitcoin whales are filling their bags despite warnings. BTC that can reach the 20k. And you can see exchange whale ratio is currently hitting all-time high because of that. Also, Jack Dorsey names reasons for the next Bitcoin price surges. So he says this in his tweet: I don't watch the price. I know it will always gain in value over the long term as more people are able to use it, which means more adoption will come to the Bitcoin with the time. So yeah, that's pretty much all the news for today. Obviously hoping for a nice breakout at the 30k resistance area and 40k test, and it would be pretty great for us. So yeah, to the moon, to the moon.